All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Chof Zayin 27. We are picking up on the bottom of Chof Vav Amud Beis. So actually, we're picking up Amar Li Rav Simi Bar Ashi L'Rav Papa. It's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom on Chof Vav Amud Beis 26b. Says the Gemara, Amar Li Rav Simi Bar Ashi L'Rav Papa. So Simi Bar Ashi said to Rav Papa the following. My time, my who did I born on the Amri Moos velo behema velo naska, Moos velo savra. Well, so remember again, what we ended off yesterday with was the fascinating sugya. Remember, all of this goes back to what began as a simple discussion regarding money set aside for Nazirite offerings. So essentially, what the Halacha Moshe Mishnah taught us was the following idea, that a Nazir sets aside a pot of money to bring his offerings, and he dies. The shaila now is, what do you do with the money? To which the Gemara has essentially taught us, Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah has taught us, that it depends. What does it depend on? It depends how the money was categorized. If the money was what's called Ma'os Stumin, which means unspecified funds, which means, again, that no part of the funds were ever earmarked specifically for any particular karban, then this case is relatively easy and straightforward. All of the money is what we call Yiplu L'Nedava. All of the money ultimately goes to voluntary offerings like a nedava. Fine. If the money, however, again, was mifurashin, the money was specified. Namely, again, and also we saw in yesterday's daf, the machlokis as to what specified means. But let's say for argument's sake, it means that he said X amount of dollars will go to a chatas, and X amount of dollars to an ola, X amount of dollars to a shlamin. Then in that case, again, the chatas money is yolechanal yamamelach. The chatas money is simply discarded because you can't do anything with it. The ola money goes for an ola, shlamin money goes to a shlamin. In yesterday's daf, so the Gemara spoke about the idea, what happens if instead of leaving over money, he left over objects? To which the Gemara essentially said that Lamaisa, the bottom line is, if the object is liquid, then it could be considered like money. Specifically, again, Ma'os Stumin. However, again, if the object is not liquid, then Lamaisa is considered to be like Ma'os Mifurashin, like specified monies, and therefore, again, like we said before, the process there is quite clear as well. Chatas equivalent to Chatas Vayi goes to Hamamelach, and everything else is used for its intended purpose, shlamim and ola. Thank you. So now the Gemara says, fine. So now that we've established that. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Simi Ashi the Rav Papa. So Simi Ashi said to Rav Papa, my time, my hut rabbanon. What's the reason of the rabbis that we spoke about in yesterday's daf? Right, who said that what? The Amri Moos velo behema velo naska, because we'll say they darshan that the Halacha L'Moshe Mishnah only applies to money, but does not apply to animals. Meaning, let's say if the owner left behind, or the nazir left behind an animal, so that animal is going to be considered like Moos mifurashos and Moos velo savra. And we'll say, remember again, same thing. If you left behind, remember savra was the pile of wood. If you left behind the pile of wood, lemaisa again, that's also not considered to be like Ma'os Mifurashin, but rather again like Ma'os Stumos Elameata. So we'll say, so if you want to use this logic, then we should extend it and say the following: Ma'os Velo Ofos. Then it should also extend to what? The Halacha should tell us that this concept that money, if left over, could be treated as Ma'os Stumos, and therefore all of it could be Yiplu L'Nedava, only applies to money, but does not ultimately, again, apply to birds. Meaning that if you left behind birds, and you're not sure which bird is for what, then lemaisa, again, we should treat it as mifurashos, and ultimately, again, the chatas value should be sent to the Yam HaMelach. So Rabosi says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, v'chitei mahechanami, maybe you'll say this is indeed the case, but there's a problem. Ela hada amrav chista, ein hakinin misparshos, ela I belekichas bailim I basias kohen. So Rabosi, so let me just give you the background over here. Let's say a person goes ahead and separates out a pair of birds for his offering. Rabosi, take a look at the last rush on the page. Right hand margin, last rush on the page. So we'll say, let's say again, person has saras, leprosy, they're going to bring their purifying offerings, And what happens? A person brings two birds to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, one of those birds is supposed to be for an Ola. One of those birds is supposed to be for a Chatas. Only one issue, which is the owner of the birds has not clarified which one is which. So what's the halacha? So, I'm reading, Mi Shahayim Mechuyiv Chatas. So I'm going to tell you the rest of this outside. So we'll say, listen to this case. Rav Chisda says the following. Rav Chisda says, I had tzaras. I show up in the Beis HaMikdash. I bring my two birds. I did not specify which one is the chatas and which one is the ola. So Rav Chisda says that lemaisa, again, the kohen has the ability to go ahead and decide which is the chatas and which is the ola. Now, Rav Chisda really says is the following. That there are two times in which the identities of those birds could be designated. Either when the owner purchases the birds, or when he gives it over to the kohen to sacrifice the birds. The kohen then has the ability to say, this bird is chatos, this bird is ola. So asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Amai, why is that so? Ha ma'os gemirin la. Bosei, we just established above that what? Now, Bosei, if you think about this case for just a moment. So what do you have over here? The fact that the kohen could go ahead and say one is the chatos and one is the ola, one is the chatos and one is the ola, indicates to us that essentially these birds are being treated like ma'os stumos. They're being treated like unspecified funds, and therefore the kohen has the ability to designate whichever one he wants to for whichever purpose. But says the Gemara, I don't understand. Ha ma'os gemirala. We just established before that what? So Tabosa, the only thing that could ever have the status as ma'os stumos, as unspecified funds, is money. And Lamai's sake, over here, we're not dealing with money, we're dealing with birds. Just quote to you again from the Rush. The Rush says, ha ma'os gemirin, shehem kistumos, ha kinin tzrichin lihios kimifurashos, ve'imkin eich yachal ha'koin lefarish. So we'll say the problem over here is like this. If we've established before, the only thing that can really ever have the identity as ma'os stumos, as unspecified funds, is money. Therefore, again, in this case, when these two birds show up at the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen does not know which is the chatas, which is the ola, so we'll say, what should be the halacha? The halacha should be that he shouldn't be able to do anything with either of them, because there should be a concern that maybe the one that is going to designate as the chatas was really an ola, maybe the one who's going to designate as the ola is really a chatas, and therefore, again, he's stuck. But yet, again, that's not what the halacha says. Rav Chisda says that lemaisa, the kohen has the ability to designate whichever bird he wants.
This is even if they had been previously designated?
So, no. So what the Gemara is saying over here is that lemaisa, again, if the owner did not designate them, then the kohen has the ability to designate them. What the Gemara is saying, however, that's another way of saying that the pot, so to speak, of birds has the din of ma'os stumos, to which the Gemara just says, that just contradicts what we said before. Because you said before that lemaisa, again, whenever you have something other than money, by definition, there is an automatic identity ascribed to those items. In which case, again, even though the owner didn't ascribe to them, maybe the owner had a machshava, or maybe some other process occurred, or maybe the halacha ascribes an identity to each of these, if the owner failed to do so. In which case, when they come before the kohen, why does the kohen have the right to go ahead and ascribe that identity?
By the Sila Zazel?
Why?
But because those are undifferentiated. He puts his hand in the coffee.
Correct. Except there's no previous process to the coin. Remember, you see, here the novelty is the owner bought these birds.
Right.
He bought these birds. Now he's giving them. So, meaning they've already been bought and designated as karbanos.
You have that by the tzibur too. These animals are designated as tzibur.
Correct. Except there's no designation prior to the coin. By the Sila Azazel, there's no one else who has the power to designate it other than the kohen. Here, by the Kinin, that's not true. Exactly. So all the Gemara is just saying is, again, it doesn't bother us, meaning, let me say differently, it wouldn't bother us had the Gemara not gone out of its way on the days to point out that the din of stumos doesn't apply to anything but money. Now that you're telling me that, however, that it doesn't apply to anything but money, this seems to be a case where I don't know what happened over here. I'm sorry.
Would it make a difference if you said he worded it, one's a chata, one's an ola, it doesn't say which one?
Well, that's implicit in his purchase. Correct. That's exactly the problem. Meaning we know that is the case.
It would make a difference if he actually worded it.
I don't think it matters because, again, just circumstantially, it's clear that he's buying two birds, one for chatos, one for ola.
But that's not what the
They have to be used for those. They can't be used for nadavos.
That is correct.
So that would be stumos, so they'd be used for nadavos. So
here's no, so, but the fact that you could switch identities indicates to us that there's a stuma aspect to it. So let's say, take a look at Chavzayim. Amarle, Olatamech. So he said to him, remember, this is Rav Simi Bar Ashi is asking his question to Rav Papa. Rav Papa now responds, Olatamech, using your logic, Hadis Nan Rav Shemming Amil Omer, Hevi Shalosh Peimos Velo Perish Haru'i Lechatos. So let's listen to this. So listen, this is another fascinating case. So Rav Shemming Amil says, a person brings three animals, but he did not go ahead and specify which animal is supposed to be for what. But say, if you take a look at the Rush, again, this is the Rush on the left-hand side, skip down to like, three-quarters into the Rush. He says, Rapapa responds back to Rav Simi Bar Ashi, according to your logic, so if you want to say that indeed, that animals have the ability to be treated. Because also remember, that's what Rav Simi Bar Ashi is saying to Rav Papa by bringing up the case of Kenan. What he is saying is, you see, animals could also be treated like stumen. So Rav Papa says, okay, if you want to say that money, the animals can be treated like stumen, what about the following case? Hevi shalosh behemos velo piresh. If a person brought three animals, and the three animals in this case are a kivsa, a keves, and an ayal, right? A female lamb, a ram, or I should say a goat, and a ram. So listen to this. Velo piresh, but Rabbi say you did not go ahead and say, Amr ella amr elu l'karbonos nezirusei. You just said, these are the karbonos for my nezirus, but what? You did not indicate which animal is for what. So what's the halacha? Haru'i l'chatos, tikariv l'chatos. The animal that is fit to be a chatos should be offered for a chatos. Li ola tikariv ola. For an ola, it should be offered as an ola. L'shlamim tikariv shlamim. And the one that's fit for a shlamim should become a shlamim. I was saying, let's take a look at the Rush again. So the Rush says, haru'i l'chatos. Now remember, the advantage you have in this case, I will say, is what? You have three different types of animal. And the advantage you have over here is that each of the kabbalas you're obligated to bring, a chatas and olin shlamim, each require a different kind of animal. So in this case over here, I'm not specifying this is the chatas, this is the shlamim, this is the olin. But what I am saying, but what the halacha is saying is that all I'm saying is these are the kabbalas that are for my nezirus. The halacha then kicks in and says, okay, we understand that there's almost an automatic designation. Look at the Rush again. Haru'i l'chatos, the animal that is fit for a chatos, which is the kivsa, which is the female lamb, that's the chatos. Li'ola, that's the keves, the goat, v'ayel l'shlamim. So Moshe said, the halacha over here is that even though, again, I did not actively designate any particular animal for any particular purpose, but lamaisa, again, now this case, of course, in this case, because the gender and nature of the animal ultimately lends itself to be associated with a particular carbon, that's the halacha, which the Gemara says, amai. But why is that? Ha'abrit, behima lav kimifuresh estamya. But Rabosai, remember again, so now Rav Papa is asking back Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Rav Simi Bar Ashi said, you see that animals could be treated like ma'os. I'm sorry, it could be treated like ma'os tumos, but the fact that the halacha says this, Rabosai, indicates to us that animals are treated like mifurashos. Because we must remember what's happening in this case. All I'm doing is I'm separating three animals and I'm saying these animals should be for my nezirus. What am I not doing? I'm not saying you're the chatos, you're the shlamim, you're the ola, but yet the halacha is allowing that process to happen by itself. So the halacha is allowing those animals to transform into mifurashos. So says Rav Papa to Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Rav Simi Bar Ashi, you just proved that what? That animals are treated like ma'os stumos. But yet according to this price, it's clear that animals are treated like what? Like ma'os mifurashos. Amrale, Rav Simi Bar Ashi responds, No. So Amrale, Hassam, no. Amrale, Hassam, v'lakach v'asa amrachmana. So we'll say, so first of all, let's go back for just a moment. The case of the birds is fundamentally different. Why is the case of the birds fundamentally different? I will say because in the case of the birds, the Torah equates two different moments. Vilakach refers ultimately to when the person who's chayv the karbanos purchases the birds, and v'asa, which refers to the moment in which the kohen offers up the birds, to which the Gemara says that lemaisa again, if the designation was not made at the time of v'lakach, then you have the ability to make the designation at the time of va'asa offering. So in other words, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is, essentially, it's Xeris HaKasav. The Rebbe says its unique aspect as spelled out in the Torah, the fact that the Torah links the two stages of purchasing of the birds and offering of the birds. To tell you that if designation was not done at the time of the purchasing of the birds, then designation may be done by the Kohen at the time of the offering of the birds. So we'll say, in other words, that when you give an answer like this, what the Gemara essentially says is this case is not the norm. We're not looking, you can't make a paradigm from this. Rather, again, this case, I don't want to say it's an outlier, but it's unique. That's number one. Hachinami, I will say so too in the situation of the Nazir separated out the three animals. Hachinami, mi matzis amrit hadein dechatas tikrav olah, hacha nekeva, hacha zacha. I will say the other thing is also, remember, in the case of where you separate out three animals, and remember, one of them is a keves or a kivsa, one of them is a keves, one of them is an ayil. So I'll say, in that case, it's not rocket science to understand that there's an inherent designation in that allocation, even though what? Even though you did not specify what it is that you're using each animal for. Why? I will say, for the simple reason the Gemara says, Hacha, because in the case of the Chatas Nekeva, Chatas requires ultimately a female animal. Hacha, by the Ola Zohar, the Ola is ultimately considered to be, the Ola has to come from a male animal. So we'll say in that case, where therefore there's going to be one female lamb, one goat, and one ram, and again, each of the karbanos that you have to bring have to be brought from a specific animal, so the allocation almost is inherent and clear, even without designation. So what the Gemara is just suggesting is, this case doesn't even come into the conversation of whether or not animals are considered to be stumos or mifurashos, to which the Gemara says. So we'll say, remember, so far what it appears that we've done is, we've kind of restored the equilibrium a little bit, which is that lemaisa, again, the special gzeiras hakasav of ma'os stumin, ultimately is a din by money, but will not necessarily be a din by other things. So says the Gemara, massive, Rav Hamuna, so if Hamuna raised the kasha, umi arminon behema ba'alos mum kistumadanya. Now we'll say, remember again, so on Chav Vav Amud Beis, so the Gemara raised the possibility that a behema, that an animal with a mum, with a blemish, which ultimately precludes it from being offered up as a karban, should be treated like stuma, should be treated like unspecified monies. Which I will say means that if a person leaves behind, Nazir says, Nazir takes a vow of Nazirus, he dies before he has a chance to offer up his karbanos, he leaves behind a blemished animal. So what do we do with that blemished animal? We go ahead and we sell it, and we use its money, if you say that it's like ma'os tumos, we use its money to go ahead and purchase nedavos, purchase gift offerings. So remember, that's what we said on Chav Vav Amud Beis. So Rav Hamnuna now is challenging that, because after all, Tashma, the Gemara says, Ketzad amru ha'esh migalech anaziros aviv, well, there's another very interesting case. What was the case where a person could literally go ahead, migalech anaziros aviv, we'll say, we will see that there is a case in which a person could use his father's offerings to satisfy his own neder naziros obligations. We're going to discuss that a little bit today. So what's the case of where a person could go ahead and literally migaleach, could offer up his karbanos from the karbanos of his father, bizman shahayahu v'aviv nazir. So we'll listen to this. If there was a situation where both the man and his father, we'll call him Yaakov and Reuven, right? Or Avram and Yitzchak, right? So Avram is the father, Yitzchak is the son. And what happens? They're both nazirim. V'hifrish aviv ma'oz l'naziruso. And the father went ahead and separated out money to satisfy his Nazirus obligations. So remember, Avram is a Nazir. He's separating out money to satisfy his Nazirus obligations. Umes. And then Avram died. Avram died before he had an opportunity to offer up his karbanos for his Nazirus. Va'amar, and Yitzchak says, Harini Nazir al-Minas Shagaleach al-Ma'os Abba. I hereby become a Nazir on the condition that I could use my father's offerings to satisfy my Nazirus obligations. So the Gemara says, well, listen to this, so it depends. So if the father left over unspecified monies, so Lamai said that money goes ahead and falls to Nedava. To Nedava, voluntary offerings to the Beis HaMikdash. So So we'll say if he had an animal, but the animal was mifureshes. Mifureshes means the animal is actively designated for a particular purpose. So depending on the purpose, this determines the halacha. Chatos, if the father had left behind the chatos animal, then we know tamus, chatos animal is left to die. Ola, if he left it over as an ola, tikrav, it's offered up, Rabbi says, what kind of carbon? As in a dava. Shlamim, yikruvu shlamim. Same thing, if he left it over as a shlamim, ultimately it's offered up as the shlamim. Rabbi says, I just want to point out that the wording over here is a little bit confusing, because remember, Rabbi says, essentially in this case, it doesn't work. The Gemara begins by saying, when is there a case where a son could use the offerings of his father to go ahead and satisfy his own Aziris offerings? And then the Gemara gives an example of a case where there that does not work. We'll see, by the way, the case where it does work is the case where the son was not yet a Nazir. If the son was not yet a Nazir, and then he says, I am ready to take on an Eden Aziris, if I could use my father's offerings to satisfy my obligations, that's when it could work. It doesn't work when the son is already a Nazir and the father had already actively designated his offerings. Then, or if the son is already in the Nazirus, he can't go ahead and use his father's leftover offerings to satisfy his obligation. So I'm just pointing out the wording was a little bit confusing, but the truth is, for our purposes, it actually doesn't even matter that much. For our purposes, what matters much more over here is he had a case where Avram was a Nazir. He set aside an animal before he died. And then what happened? Then he died. So what happens? What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If it was specified for a particular purpose, you have to look at what the purpose was. If he set aside the animal to satisfy his chatas obligation, we just let the animal die. If it was set aside as a shlamim or an ola, then what? Then lemaisa can be offered, but as in a dava. So the Gemara says, my love, afilu ba'alas mum. When we're talking about the Avram left over an animal, is this not even true, even in a case of where the animal was a ba'alas mum, even when it was blemished? And what do you see over here? That even a blemished animal is treated like what? Like ma'os mifurashos. Ultimately, again, it's treated like specified money, to which the Gemara says, no, lo tamima. No, it's not so about a blemished animal, it's about an unblemished animal. Ava ba'alas mum kistuma damya. But Rabbi says, you'd have to say that what? That a blemished animal ultimately is considered to be like unspecified money. Which Rabbi says, the logic behind that is because since a blemished animal, a balas mum, cannot be offered up as a carbon, therefore, again, by definition, the only thing you could do with it is what? Is sell it. So it makes sense to say that its monies ultimately are treated like unspecified funds. So my area, Maos, suppose that that's the case, that a behemoth that's a balas mum is considered to be like Maos Tumos, unspecified monies, then why do you even have to use the case over here where the father left over money? Just go ahead and use the case of where the father left over a blemished animal. Teach talacha like that. Leima ha'isalo behema ba'alos mum, yiplu l'nadava. Just go ahead and instead say that if Avram had a blemished animal and he left it over, so that when you sell it, you use the money for nadava, meaning like ma'os stumos, to which the Gemara says, you're right. Ha'chanami, ba'alos mum l'may kadisha, l'dami, dami ha'inu ma'os. To which Rabbi says, the Gemara essentially says, that's really what the Gemara is saying. That the nature, if he sets aside a blemished animal, the only thing a blemished animal is good for is what? Is its value, and therefore by definition it's treated therefore like most like money. And therefore again, if he set aside a blemished animal to satisfy his Nazirite obligations, we understand it's not the animal he's setting aside, rather it's the value of the animal. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, it's treated like money, and once it's treated like money, it has the status of ma'os stumos, and therefore when you go and you sell off the blemished animal, you take the money, and you use the money for what? All for karbanos nedava. Massive Rava, so Rava raises another kasha. We'll say now the Gemara is going to go on a little bit, it's going to appear at first glance like a tangent, but the Gemara is going to loop it back in really in tomorrow's daf to a kasha in our sugya. Massive Rava, so Rava raises a kasha. Karbano. So the pasuk says over here, the pasuk says, "Oh, hoda ilav chatos asher chata ba vehivies karbano." So we'll say it's talking about a chatos. So assuming again, a person incurs some type of karbanic liability for some act that he committed. So the halacha is he has to bring his karban. So the verse, what does that mean? His karban. The karbanahu yotze ve'ino yotze bekarban aviv. That a person could only be yotze with his karban, but you can't be yotze with what? With the carbon of your father. Can't be yotze with the carbon of your father. And I will say, now, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, any yotze carbon shal aviv. Yochol lo yotze b'carbono shal aviv shehefish mina kala ala chamura. Omina chamura ala kala. So I'll say, listen to what this means. So let's say in this particular case over here, Avram set aside a carbon, bless you. He set aside a chatos, for argument's sake. And then he died before he had a chance to offer it up. The son Yitzchak, also has a carbonic liability. So son figures, you know what? My father is no longer here. Let me use the animal my father designated to satisfy my carbonic liability. So says the Gemara, I understand if the following. I understand, Yochol lo yatsa b'karbano shel aviv, shefesh min hakala ala chamura o min hachamura ala kala. I will say, now, I would understand if you tell me that Yitzchak can't use his father's carbon of what? Let's say Avraham had separated out a carbon for a chatos, and Yitzchak has to bring a shlamin. So I understand if you tell me that Yitzchak can't use his father's chatos to satisfy a shlamin, or vice versa. Avram set aside a shlamim and Yitzchak has to bring a chatas. That's what's called kala v'chamura. So I understand that Avram set aside the animal for some type of quote-unquote more stringent carbonic purpose and Yitzchak only has a more kal obligation or vice versa. I understand that the son can't use the father's animal for his carbon. However, aval yotza yotze b'carbon shevrish aviv min hakala ala kala o min hachamura ala chamura. But I would say that what? That lemaisa, the son should be able to do what? Use his father's carbon if they have the same liability, right? So if Avram was obligated to bring a chatos and Yitzchak also has his own chatos obligation, then I could say that perhaps Yitzchak should be able to use that animal or whatever. It doesn't have to be chatos. You understand? If they share the same level of liability, then I would have said that Lamais again, Yitzchak should be able to use Avram's carbonic animal. To which the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Carbono, big carbono who yotze, the eno yotze big carbono shaviv. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk says no. The only thing you can be yotze with when it comes to a carbon is what? Your carbon, but you can't use someone else's carbonic animal to satisfy your obligation. Fine. Yochol lo yotze big carbon aviv bebehema shehifrish, afilu mina kala ala kala, mina chamura ala chamura, shahare ein adam megaleach a behemas aviv beneziros. So we'll say, so let's take this a step further. So I would say the following, that Lamaisa, one can't I use the carbon of my father? That's when my father literally separated out an animal. So let's say, again, he literally separated the animal for his carbonic use. That's when Lamaisa, again, even if I have the same level of liability as my father, I can't use my father's animal because literally a person can't shave, you know, with the behemoth of their father. So we'll say, it's another way of saying, that when it comes to carbonic liability, be it Naziros or something else, you can't piggyback on someone else's animal. But Lamaisa, again, however, Aval Yotze Bemos, Shehifrish Aviv. Rabbo said, let's say my father, let's say Avram didn't separate out animals, but instead what did he do? He separated out money. So I would have said that Lamaisa, again, in a case like that, Afilu min hachamura ala kala min hakala ala chamura, Shehare Adam Megaleach al Maos Aviv bin Naziros. Right, stop of chavches. Bizman shein stumin, below bizman shein mifurashin. Rabbi said, listen to this. Havamina. I would have said the following. So when does carbono apply? That applies when my father set aside an animal and then died. I can't use his animal for my carbonic responsibility. But in a case where what? In a case where the mice said there wasn't an animal set aside, but instead there was money set aside. So Rabbi said, I would have said that in the same way that if a person wasn't yet a Nazir, and his father died, and then he said, we're going to see this case later on, and then he said, I'm going to become a Nazir on the condition that I could use those monies that my father set aside for his Naziros to satisfy my Naziros obligation, that works. I would therefore assume that Lamai said, that works by other carbonic responsibilities as well. And if the father died, leaving a pot of money set aside for carbonos, but not having actually brought them yet, that the son could then use that money to go ahead and satisfy his carbonic obligations. Therefore says the Gemara, Talmud Lomar Karbano. Therefore the Pasuk says, no, Karbano must be your Karbon. Bekarbano hu yotzei, ve'eno yotzei bekarbon aviv. Therefore we'll say, what do we see from here? That Lamaisa, again, you can only be yotzei with your Karbon, but you cannot be yotzei with the Karbon of your father. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the daf in Emirat Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, the daf is at 8:15. Yehuda is giving the daf tomorrow morning because of the Shabbos Shuvah Drosh Emirat Hashem in the afternoon. So 8:15 tomorrow morning.